He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirtman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, good day, my friends and neighbors. I hope your day has started with a smile on your face and a spring in your step. If not, well, I certainly understand, because not all days can be the best of days, right? But I do believe that all days can be good days, that is, if you want them to be, and if you decide that they will be. Happiness isn't always an outcome, but it is, for the most part, always a decision. I believe that with all my happy heart. I am that happy fellow, Jason Kirtman, and I'm trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. No, I'm not talking about the cold drink. I'm referring to the concept about the way of life we used to enjoy. A simpler, sweeter time. A happy time. So what do you say we have a happy time right now, shall we? This is the Jason Kirtman Show.
Today, teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see if skies are blue. Had a tough time getting started, maybe you're just a little downhearted. All you gotta do is count to ten, baby, you'll be smiling when today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry. Coming to me with each kiss, you're gonna see today's teardrops on tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see the skies of blue. Today's teardrops on
That was Roy Orbison with today's teardrops. Here's Jackie Wilson along with Billy Ward and the Dominoes with Give Me You.
Give me the sun.
Give me the sun.
Give me the moon.
Give me, baby.
Give me the stars. From out the blue.
Oh, baby.
You know I love you. all my heart and soul. Why did you leave me out here in the cold?
Here's Laverne Baker with a classic, C.C. Rider.
Well, see, C.C. Rider, just to see what you have done. Lord, 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 C.C. Rider, see what you have done. Well, you made me love you. Now your girl has come. What I say? Well, I'm gonna buy
C.C. Rider
me a shotgun.
C.C. Rider,
just as long as I am a tall. Yeah, 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 yeah. Get me a shotgun. Just as long as I am a taller, what I say, well, I'll shoot my baby, then I'll catch that cannonball. Oh, oh yeah. You won't be your back at all. What I say, I said, see, 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 Rider. Oh, see.
A Pennsylvania college student got a reminder to take out the trash when his mother sent him some garbage in a care package. 18-year-old Connor Cox told the press that his mother sent two boxes to him. One contained food and snacks and goodies, and the other, well, it contained garbage. He called his mother to ask if this was some sort of mistake, and his mother said, nope, that's no mistake. That's the trash you were supposed to take out during your recent visit home. Cox said he laughed hysterically at the prank and then later tweeted a photo of the package. He said he has three sisters and a very special relationship with his mother. She knows what to say at the exact time she should say it, he said. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Instead of your ego, all right. Larry, I'm going to tell you as a fact with my hand up, if I had to die, me and old Mabel, I'm going to let Geraldine rest a little bit tonight. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me and my wife, Mabel. Both of us are kind of out of the woods, and we don't mind admitting that. But we went to New York with some real classy people, some business people we knew, who took us out to dinner, they called it. But it was night, so me and old Mabel called it supper. But took us out to the finest restaurant we was ever in our life. And what I'm going to tell you right now is an absolute fact with my hand up. In the very beginning, when we went in this place, I felt about as out of place as the Queen of England would have felt at a chitlin cookout. The folks I was with was real class, and I just ain't class. You know, class is people that knows a whole lot of different things about a whole lot of different things, and I don't know all that much, but they was real classy people, and I picked up a menu, and my friend said, no, this is on us, and I'm ordering. He said, we're going to have the specialty of the house. In a little while, waiters started coming and bringing just different things to us. And in the very beginning, they brought us a little ice cream about the size of your thumb in a little cone and just handed it to us in a napkin. And I standing there looking at that thing. You know, I never have had a little bitty tiny ice cream like that, especially for a eat. And I didn't understand, and my friend realized I didn't. He said, now, Wendy, he said, what that is? He said, that's sorbonate or something, he said. And he said, what it's for is to open up your palate. Well, I watched them, and they kindly wiggled it around. And see, I didn't even know I had a palate. I watched them wiggle it around in their mouth, so I wiggled it around in my mouth, and they kept bringing food. In a little while, here come a string of waiters. Now, let me explain this. Some friends of the Goldsteins from up in Connecticut that done business with them was there, too. So there's six of us in all. In a little while, here come these waiters with big old platters about this big after they done brought us everything in the place. With six big old lobsters that was absolutely as big as the platters, and it was eyeballs and all. sit them things down in front of us. Now, I don't think there's any question that me and my wife, Melba, have both seen lobsters. You know, in the movies or in a picture somewhere. I know we've seen, but never on our plate. And never looking at us. But there that thing laid, and I was trying, since I didn't know what that little bitty ice cream about the size of your thumb was, I didn't want to come off too stupid. So I was trying to be kind of cool about that big old lobster. But then I realized my wife. Now, my wife don't pull no punches, and she don't eat nothing strange. And I just knew she was going to embarrass us and make us all look bad. And I kind of glanced over there at her, and I saw her looking down at that thing, and it was looking back up at her. And I knew any minute she was going to say the wrong thing. So with a lot of music going on in there and a lot of talking going on, I just leaned over in her ear, and I said, "Don't hit it." I said, "I'm pretty sure it's dead." And then I leaned back up, hoping and praying that she'd just sit there and look at it and nothing else. In a little bit, I felt her leaning over to me. And she said, "I'm going to tell you something, boy. And I'm going to tell you one time." She said, "There's two things in this world I don't eat. One of them is cat, and the other is whatever that is looking at me." So we sit there, and let me tell you this, they sit them lobsters down, and I knew that I had to make my family look good if I could. I knew she wasn't going to do it. So I looked down there, and they brought a bunch of little tools with them. So I very carefully watched my friends, the Goldsteins. I watched my buddy when he picked up this thing, and he cracked that thing open. And then he took a little tool and he kind of split it apart, took a funny looking little fork and stuck in there and wiggled it around, pulled it out, dipped it in the butter, and eat it. I cracked mine open, took my funny little fork, dug mine, in a little while I done eat every bit of it up, and I was looking like I knew what I was doing, feeling real good about it. And in a little while, the strangest thing happened. I never had had this happen to me before, but then I never had been in a restaurant like that before. They come in there and eat by each one of our platters. They sit down a little bowl about that big around, full of liquid. It was kind of pink looking. I never did figure out if the stuff in there was pink or if it's just a pink bowl that made the stuff look pink. But they sit it down there, and I thought to myself, now I'm going to try not to look like an idiot with this. First of all, I said, I'm going to be the first one to move along with it. I'm not going to wait and let them see me watching everything. So I picked that thing up, and when I got it about... when I got it about 2 inches from my mouth, I looked over there in my buddy's eyes and realized that I'd gone to the wrong part of my body with that bowl. But before you think that I am an out and out idiot, think about it just a minute. Now, the very first thing they brought us in that restaurant was that little bitty ice cream about the size of your thumb with sorbonate in it to rub around in your mouth and open up your palate. Don't it make sense that the last thing they'd bring you was a little bowl of pink stuff to drink and close your palate back up? They didn't bring no spoon, so I knew I wasn't supposed to spoon it out. They didn't bring no straw, so I knew I wasn't supposed to suck it out. So I picked it up to sip it out. But I knew I was wrong. And so I watched them all real close. And the first thing I know, they're all dipping their fingers in there, washing their hands in that little bowl of warm liquid. And there I'm sitting with mine up at my mouth. So I looked over there at them and I said, nah, I don't think I'll wash my face right now. I'm just going to wash my hands with y'all.
Just picture a land between mom and dad. It's Sunday, the table is set. There's uncles, there's aunts, and cousins galore, but plenty of food to be ate.
Would you pass the biscuits, please? Would you please pass the biscuits? It's the same thing every Sunday since I can't remember when. Ken folks all around the table and the biscuits way up the other end. I got a plate of chicken and taters and a lot of stuff like that. All I need's a biscuit, but foot, look where they're at. I guess I could reach across the table, but that's ill-mannered, Ma always said. Sure wish I had a biscuit. I just can't eat without bread. Oh, would you pass the biscuit? Excuse me. Would you please pass the biscuits? All I want's a biscuit. Nobody seems to care. If they wouldn't talk so doggone loud, they might be able to hear. Bye, doggies. They're half finished eating, and I ain't even begun. I wish you'd look at them biscuits disappear. I'll be lucky if I get a one. Same thing every Sunday, always company to be fed. They talk like they're wound up. Sure wish I had a piece of bread.
Hey, would you please pass the biscuits? Look, pass the biscuits, please.
It looks like somebody would notice that I ain't started eating yet.
Sure be glad when they get their fill and just go out in the parlor and sit. And then, by golly, I won't have to use my manners. I'll just get a biscuit myself. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. There ain't a biscuit left. The only day of the week that we all get Sunday fed. And they add up all the biscuits. And, well, I just can't eat without bread.
There's something the matter, no bread on the platter, and he just can't eat without bread.
Well, my good friends and neighbors, I'd like to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. And I'd also like to remind you that you can check out a pretty cool website. It's called jasonkirkman.com. And in case you're wondering, that's spelled C-U-R-T-M-A-N. I'd like to remind you also to spend some quality time with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. Make some memories. Have a great time doing it. The Jason Kirkman Show is proudly underwritten by the good people at SudsySoapery.com and MySudsyCrate.com. Don't forget that the checkout code is always the word Jason.
Ring fever, love is in the air. Spring is everywhere.
A little bird, he told me so. He said, come on, get on the go. Open your eyes, the sky is full of butterflies. The blossoms on the trees stir up the honeybees. Spring makes my fever rise.
Spring fever,
spring is here at last.
Spring fever,
my heart's beating fast.
There is no doubt now, love is in the air.
Get up, spring is everywhere. Well, if you feel the wanderlust, just grab a car, a hop, a bus. In every town, there's excitement to be found. So much is happening, don't miss the joy of spring. The world's in love, just look around.
Spring fever,
it comes to everyone.
Spring fever,
it's time for fun.
There is no doubt now, love is in the air.
Get up, spring is everywhere.
Spring fever,
it's spring fever time.
Spring fever,
watch that fever climb.
There is no doubt now, love is in the air.
Get up, spring is everywhere.
Well, folks, it is time to wrap up this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. Don't forget that when you're planning your vacations and getaways, to check out all we have to offer right here in southern New Mexico. You can do that by going to alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. And you know it, those sites are linked at my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Don't forget to spend good quality, wholesome time with the ones you love, especially those kids. Make some memories. I'm going to leave you with a great song by Mr. Ray Stevens himself with Turn Your Radio On. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Welcome and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
but everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Radio.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.